So I want to just say a few words and then we can have an open discussion. To start with a quote from Joko, she said, "All practice can be summed up as one, observation of mental processes, two, the experiencing of bodily, present bodily sensations, no more, no less." In a way, that's very simple. And she encourages us to remember that real practice is about the transformation of your life and mine. There is no quick fixes. Our practice is our life, and we practice forever. In a way, that's all very simple, and yet, even in its simplicity, we find that mental processes are easy to entangle in, and in mental processes are thoughts, emotions. We all, as we sit, know very well the variations and the extent of entangling, following along, getting caught up in all the different ways that mental processes keep us from the experiencing. And experiencing isn't something special. It's not something we need to do anything to do, because it is who we are. Notice it's not experience, but experiencing. We talk about our sitting. Sometimes we say we sit zazen, but zazen is really better stated as zazening, because it's verbing. It's the experiencing of life, which is all we are. And yet, we find all sorts of ways where we believe we are mental processes of different sorts, and therefore, there's all sorts of practice, efforts of different sorts that are appropriate for us to help us, one, notice the mental processes we're caught up in, two, to, in a sense, let go, release, and to allow the mental processes to open to this experiencing, which is not something other than it, but is not limited to that, but is the whole of our life, if I say inside, outside. But I don't want to say much more than that. It's much more valuable for to address any things that you bring up, since all of you have been sitting this evening and have been sitting for a long time. So I'll stop here.